With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump will meet with China's leader in South Korea next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Following a two-hour phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the president announced he will meet with Xi in South Korea in late October and will visit China early next year. Writing on his social media platform, the president said Xi would come to the United States at an appropriate time. He also said they made progress on approving a TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Although still well out in the Atlantic, hurricane watchers are keeping their eyes on Tropical Storm Gabrielle.
Forecasters say the storm is now packing top winds of 60 miles per hour, about 540 miles southeast of Bermuda. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center indicates Gabrielle will pass to the east of Bermuda tomorrow night.
Correspondent Mary Rose says there's no watches or warnings in effect and no hazards affecting land. Gabrielle was expected to remain over open waters for the next several days. President Trump's son, Eric, says it's hard to fathom the impact that Charlie Kirk has made on American politics.
Built one of the greatest youth political movements in history, probably the greatest youth political movements. And, you know, then somebody's, you know, dressed in all black sits on top of a roof with a rifle. While calling him a fascist for exercising free speech and kills a dear friend of ours. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
A memorial service is held for Charlie Kirk tomorrow in Arizona. One person was killed, others injured in a shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire last night. Some of the injuries were gunshot wounds, others sustained in the chaos. New Hampshire Assistant Attorney General Peter Hinckley said at a news conference that no one has been arrested at this point. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington shares a new poll on assisted suicide.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. This holds true across dozens of countries and on nearly every continent. But that might be changing in the U.S. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute's Survey Center on American Life found that 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation. This is SRN News. Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission for 12 minutes.
Foreign Minister Margus Sakar stating that Russia had violated Estonian airspace four times this year, but this incursion was particularly brazen. The incident on Friday occurred over the Gulf of Finland and involved three Russian MiG 31 fighters. The Russian Shah d'Affaires was summoned and given a protest note. This marks a significant escalation in airspace violations between the two countries. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Turmoil at a major college in Texas, as Texas A&M University's president is stepping down after facing criticism over a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Initially, that had led to the professor's firing. The resignation of the president was announced Thursday by Chancellor Glenn Hagar. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.